This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. Going to be talking to Mustafa Ghoddi, who's the educator of Tulu Demitev, Sam Lopez on the board of directors of Tulu Demitev, and Muhammad Haji. You're 12 years old. You're here with us and talking about the fulfilling of dreams. Now, you're talking about building a school, a 5 to 8 classroom building with future expansion, a strong, clean structure made of brick mortar and includes doors and windows. That means a lot for a place in Ethiopia is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Well, tell us about where the school is. You're raising money for this. How many Ethiopians are in Sioux Falls as far as refugees and immigrants that are part of your community?
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the time, and I do appreciate for your question. And thank you for your time. Like you said, my name is Mustafa Ghoddi. I'm originally from southern part of Ethiopia and Oromia State. I've been here almost around 20 years, and I'm living in South Dakota and Sioux Falls in my hometown. And we have a lot of few Oromo in Ethiopia living in here in town, and really a lot of group from my Oromo, the largest people in even East Africa, and a lot of people live in South Dakota, and also we have over 20,000 Oromo living in Minnesota, and actually the largest population in the part of USA and live in Minnesota. And in South Dakota also we have a lot of Oromo living in our around areas.
I was in Israel back in the mid-80s.
Okay.
And at that time, secretly, they were having planes land in Ethiopia, bringing out Ethiopian Jewish people and Ethiopian Christian people. Every 15 minutes, a plane would land and take off. I think they brought out tens of thousands of Ethiopians. This was during drought and persecution back in the mid-80s, until somebody in the news found about it and put it in the newspaper, and then they had to quit because it was kind of a hush-hush deal that they were going on back at that time.
Yeah, it's real. I hear the story. In that time, I was I didn't born in that time. I do hear the story. What's happened that time? And really, it's like you said, it's a lot of things going on. Yes,
we don't know what persecution is here in Sioux Falls, in South Dakota. We don't know what it's like to be a Christian in a place like Africa. Why did you come to South Dakota?
The reason I came to South Dakota, and we have a political issue with the Ethiopian government, and I left home when I was 18. Because it's not the religion, because of the political issue. You know, if you are Oromo, you don't get any power. You know, we are minority ruling the parties. And same thing is going on right now. And in that time, when I left home in 90s, and I was 18 years old. I ran away from home. I went to Kenya, refugee camp. Finally, I ended in America.
Well, you ran to Kenya, and how did you get to America?
Then after we've been in Kenya for a while in refugee camp, the chance, and we get resettlement. America, they figure out, and they gave resettlement to. They see that the kid in the war and also the political issue in the country. We get asylum seeker to come to this country as the refugees.
What does it mean when you come to America? You never knew what South Dakota was at that time. You've been here for 20 years now?
Yes.
And the Ethiopian community has grown. Like you say, it's the largest one in America is just in Minnesota. But again, we don't know what it feels like to be a refugee. In other words, if you were in Ethiopia, you probably would have been killed.
Yes, it's really, and most of my friends, you know, they didn't get a chance what I get to come to this country. You know, they don't know what the opportunity to come to this country. And really, we are lucky, especially when you go back to my village. I'm only one person left from that and come to this country and get educated. And after I've been here for a while and I see the opportunity and what the benefit to my people when I go back there, the people see the same thing. That's why we create the foundation. It's called the Tulu Demitev Foundation to create and to build a school and help in the village and especially the women in that area. If you get 8th grade, you don't have any fund to go to high school and then they have to get married and have a kid. That's why we creating this foundation to build a school and clinic. That's why we did this.
Well, now the Tulu Demitu, if I pronounce it correctly.
Yes.
The foundation is a non-political and non-profit organization established to improve the lives of families and children in Oromia. Now, you say when you went back, you were the only one left?
When I back home from here and to see my parent, my family, it's still the same thing. Nothing changed, even 10 years. Then I'm thinking what I can do to create some education for the my people. Then we create education to continue to build a school and doing a lot of clinic in there.
Well, I want to talk to Muhammad Haji. You're 12 years old. Just talk into the mic there, Muhammad. You go to Axtell Park, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And you've been in Sioux Falls now for just a few months?
Yeah.
Where were you before you came to Sioux Falls?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Your English is so good. Where did you learn English? A little bit shy, but you've only been here for 3 months. Are you here with your parents then?
Yes, yes. His mom and with me and as my nephew.
Well, that's a long trip from Ethiopia. I think probably you go through Germany and then overseas, isn't it?
Yes, that's the way they come here. Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. And especially the mom is here by herself, and because the mom also she ran away from the country, their husband there and the kid and some kid here, some kid back home, and finally. One kid is coming, is still her husband back home.
No, I believe Lutheran Social Services, Catholic Social Services are part of the organization that maybe is doing some of this?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And really, the people here for a while, you know, we know how the paperwork we do ourselves, you know, we've been here for long and just the help of some immigrant, yes.
So you're trying to give back to your hometown and build a classroom and clinic. The impact would be on 300 students. Teachers have space and tools to educate the children and adults in a clean, well-lit structure. We take that for granted here. It's that means a lot to them in Ethiopia.
Yes, and maybe Sam, she can...
Sam, tell us now, you're on the board of directors of this fundraiser to fulfill this dream
correct.
That Mustafa has. How did you get in this?
Well, I'm a photographer, and I was hanging up a show over at the Black Sheep Coffee, and Godi was over there having coffee, and we started talking, and one thing led to another, and I found myself on the board of directors.
Now, who else is on the board of directors of this fundraiser then?
Chris Nelson.
The director of, he worked with VOA.
VOA, yeah.
Volunteers of America, okay.
Yeah.
And this is a 501c nonprofit organization. All donations are tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And you read and hear so much of what's going on in Nigeria with what happened to those 200 girls who were in a school. Right. Does that make you think just how valuable this school is that you're trying to raise money to build in Ethiopia means?
It does. It does because education is so important, not only so you can get educated and get a good job or anything like we think of over here, but over there being educated and having a high school diploma is almost like having a college education over here. It's so valuable, and it changes. I mean, just one person in a family being educated over there changes the whole family opportunity. Instead of having to drop out of school in the sixth or seventh grade and start having children or help the family with farming, growing vegetables, not farming like we think of, but literally just growing vegetables for sale. You can get an education and get a job teaching or as a nurse or whatever, and that just changes the whole family and the opportunities for that family for stability and for health, and it changes all of the future generations. And that's kind of the cornerstone of making an area more stable is increase the educational opportunities.
We're speaking with Sam Lopez on the board of directors of Tulu Demitu. Mustafa Godi, educator of Tulu Demitu. This school, it would affect, I hope I'm pronouncing it correct, this school would affect 300 students, and people like Muhammad Haji over here is 12 years old, but especially the women. What we hear and see in Nigeria, how does that affect you?
It's really, I hope nothing happen like Nigeria, what's happening in our areas. I think the way the Nigerian happened is really, it's not our school of our area. I hope nothing happened like that. And what happened in Nigeria really is not, it's not good. It's not really safe. And I hope nothing happened to our school. And I hope, and we pray, you know, everybody, you know, those kids would be alive. And
well, the Christian is the minority in Ethiopia, or how, you know, like I say, there's so much history of Christianity
here. Our area, we don't have issue with the Christianity, Muslim, and issue with that.
Okay.
And the way, especially Oromos, you know, like our history is Oromo is the free religion, free speech and free religion. You can be anybody you want to be, anything. You'll be Christian, you'll be Muslim, you'll be even the people just believe in only God. You know, that's the way our it's called Gada system. 100 years ago, Oromo, they used to have their Gada system. What the Gada means, the system they create themselves, you know, like American doing today. Oromo had 100 years ago. So in, especially in our Oromia area, we don't have issue with the Christianity, Muslim, and it doesn't matter what religion you believe, we are same people. It's like America.
I understand that Muhammad and Muslim and Christianity, they're really praying to the same God of Abraham.
Yes.
And yet there's so much conflict going on, like in Nigeria right now. Now, Ethiopia, as I understand, that's where some people think the Ark of the Covenant is. Some people think that's where the lost tribe of Israel is. Some people think that's where many of the disciples, after Christ was crucified, went through. The Old Testament, as we read here in South Dakota, you lived in that area that we're talking about in the Old Testament. That means a lot to a lot of people here. They don't realize that Ethiopia is a large part of our Christian heritage that we have. But now, building a school, how's the fundraising going?
It's really, we're starting with doing fundraising, small fundraising, and also with this small fundraising, we give a scholarship for the kid. What you offering, and for two kids from every year from the village to take to in near city in the village, like 51 kilometers from both sides, we helping with all food in the school, and we teaching the kid now. And earlier in the last year, I was back home for like 3-4 months, and we're planning to build at that time and elementary school. Now the official in that area that provide us, we can build high school. Our goal into building high school, even we don't have to give a scholarship, even the people, the kid, even the drop from high school, they can come back to that same village, and even the people living in forest, they can come back to high school, get their high school diploma. Now really we're wishing to have from middle school to have in high school. That's why we asking to raise money and building. Also, we don't have any clinic. We don't have any, no light, no water. It's a lot of things we can need. And if we can do this small, the school, I think everything is coming with the letter.
Ethiopia is one of the poorest countries in the world. Drought.
Yes.
Many, many tens of thousands of people died. With that drought. Poverty is the underlying problem in the country, including malnutrition, malaria, HIV, AIDS is something that they have trouble with. Second most populous country in sub-Saharan Africa. I'm reading from your brochure here. Yes. 78 million people within 1 million kilometers. 78 million people. That's how do you feed them all?
It's tough, you know. Just what's going on there? Maybe Sam, she can answer.
Yeah.
Who had the power? Who had the money? They eat. These people, they don't.
People starve to death.
Yes. That's why, you know, we can change something with the economical development, teaching the people how they can do the business and educating how they can raise and good agriculture and
how to practice good health care, business, agricultural techniques.
Yes.
Yeah.
The structure that they're being taught in right now is made out of
thatch and wattle.
Thatch and water. Yep.
Yeah. Thatch and wattle. It's basically bamboo sticks that are woven together, and then a mud and straw attached, placed on that to help try to keep out the rain.
Well, $50,000 would build this building. That includes the earthwork, excavation, construction, labor costs. And for 300 students, teachers would have a space and tools to educate children in a well-lit structure. It looks like a what we would call...
Yeah, you have a brochure, like Godi just said, when he was back just a few months ago to Ethiopia. He talked to the government, and we received permission to build a K-12 school. That's for a K-8 school.
Okay.
So you need, we need more than to even building. Yeah, we need to raise even more money, and along with that, it's a school to educate the children, but it grows even farther than that if we can get a little bit more money and get some solar electric or some wind power over there, so we can get electric, because there's no electric in the village at all. It's miles away from the nearest power plant. Mm-hmm. If we can get electric over there and have light on at night, then the adults can have adult evening education. They can learn how to do better agriculture. They can learn how to microloans for small businesses. They can start small businesses and increase the village's prosperity that way also. And we can also then have a clinic attached to the school. Right now they have a nurse. They have no clinic, no supplies, no doctor, but just a nurse that's there. So it's very dangerous if the women are having a baby or if there's an injury or whatever. The nearest hospital is 50, 60 miles away. That takes hours and hours to get there because there's no real roads like we understand them over here.
We see on TV, you know, things like babies dying and that kind of, and it's really... It only takes a few things that could have made that different.
Simple things.
Our Lions Club, for the last 15 years or so, have been trying to eradicate river blindness. Mm-hmm. All it is a vitamin.
Yeah.
Millions of people were born blind because of a vitamin.
Yeah.
And it's so simple to correct, and they're trying to eradicate that simple thing.
Right.
But 300 students, now if you can make it through high school, they come back to their community. It's kind of like you take a house that's never been cleaned for a while, and there's a lot of things stacked here and there. You put a bouquet of flowers on the table in the middle, mm-hmm. and pretty soon the kitchen gets cleaned.
Yeah.
And pretty soon the living room gets cleaned. And pretty soon the whole house gets cleaned. Now, you know what I mean.
Fly Lady says, shine your sink, and before you know it, your whole house will shine.
That's exactly right. And if you can make these people, they're hungry for food, but they're hungry for education.
Yeah.
And when you say 73 million people within 1 million kilometers, 78 million people within 1 million kilometers, South Dakota, I think, is the 16th largest state in the United mm-hmm. States. But yeah. Ethiopia is one of the oldest countries in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about celebrating our 125th anniversary for the state of South Dakota, where years goes back to long before the Old Testament, basically where a lot of the people think that our whole human aspect came from. Mm-hmm. But the poverty and the, you need board members on your, you need volunteers, you need fundraisers, business consultants, legal, accounting, technical writing, anybody that can help can join your board.
Anybody that can help. Right now, what we're really pushing and praying for is we could really use, and putting it out there, people, we could really use a fundraiser who is good at major donor fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a true godsend.
Well, we see, you know, here we think we're doing great when we build an event center, where this would probably just be so much more important if you could build this school in Ethiopia.
Right. Yeah, you're
and help so many people.
I think the thing was make me really keeping me drive every day. I myself, I went back to school. This kid was there, all my family, all my people I brought in this country. And we went to that school. The reason we get this chance, my parents, they have a little money. They send me to high school. Mm-hmm. Then after that, and I said, you know, when the government and try to put me in, put my parent in jail and my grandma in jail, then I decide to run away. If I didn't have a little bit of education, I cannot get here. The people in village now, you know, the who leading, you know, who running the area, the kid went to school with me. They didn't get the chance what I get. Then staying back home and I had a kid and I had a just rough life in the area mm-hmm. now. So this is a true story. I born there, I went to school that, and I was back home and I did interview how even they figure out open the school that area. You know, I talked to one old guy. He's 85 years old. He told me all the story. I'm just crying, you know, how he opened that school for us. You know, now at the chance I come to this country, I educate myself what I can do to help those people. And our listener also, they should know we are not only helping our people back home. We did a lot of voluntary in here in town,
mm-hmm.
working with the Sioux Falls City event, and also working with the Crow Creek India Reservation, mm-hmm. Voluntary for America, any voluntary, anything what's going on in the city. We're living in town. This is our part. This is my town. We're living in town. This is our city. We can involve in everything. But and we just, it's not only asking the people to help the money to build a school mm-hmm. in the area. You know, we can do a lot of voluntary, a lot of things in the town too. Mm-hmm. Maybe Sam, she can say something more.
Well, we're speaking with Mustafa Ghoddy, Sam Lopez, and Muhammad Hajja, who's 12 years old, sitting over here and being really good. And your English is very good for being here for just 3 months, going to Axtell Park. And glad that you're able to be here. Sam, now, the fundraiser, the website is kind of a long word, but I think how can they find your website?
It's TuluDumintuFoundation.com. That's TuluDumintuFoundation.com foundation.com.
I think if they Google Sioux Falls and just put in Tulu, TULUUD, it'll come up.
Yes,
it'll come
will.
Up. But fulfilling a dream, this is your dream, Mustafa, to be able to, you know what the need is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there's people here that are looking for some way to you know, be a mission, to maybe find a purpose for, you know, maybe a memorial or something that they can see some real meaning in.
Right.
And this is established to improve the lives and children of Oromia, Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is look in any chapter of the Old Testament, and you'll see Ethiopia in many parts of that. Thing that I guess we can say is, if they need more education, you'd be willing to come to their church, you'd be willing to come to their service club and speak about your dream, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We will.
And if there's any service club out there or a church that would like to have Mustafa come in and talk about his dream, and again, what I see is, you know, 50,000 maybe for the K-12. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the high school, how much are you looking for?
The high school with electricity and with the clinic added on, and a well, because we really
need water
mm-hmm. there, yeah. Approximately $200,000 to $250,000.
Well, that's the whole dream, but if you can start with the first grades, yeah, and then work up piece by piece on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people here that know how to drill for water. There's people, yeah, here that know how to make solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's people here that know how to maybe there's somebody that's going to one of our colleges that would like to serve as a nurse for a while.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many things that you can learn.
And the teacher, you know.
And tell us about your country. It's a good country. It's poor. It's old. But and there's 78 million people there. But tell us about your home.
It's really, I left almost like 20 years. And it's really, it's really the most people they're thinking, you know, like my paper say, they're thinking for hungry. Most kids, you know, most people, they are hungry for education. And it's really the country, it's not bad, you know, just we need some educated and some development.
What kind of animals come from?
The animals is like hyena and
the red fox.
Fox. The reason, even the reason we did with the tulu. Tulu is a plateau. Dimtu is a red fox. This red fox, they're located in only in our area in the earth. A lot of tourists go there and see that the red fox.
Well, we have, I think, a version of a red fox in our area too. Some kind of a comparison a little bit. But again, you need volunteers for your board. They can do fundraising, business consulting, legal accounting, technical writing. So anybody out there that feels like they would like to help in this mission that you have, every dollar goes, I think, so
every
far.
Every dollar goes directly to the school.
And if they can get the school started, just what is going to grow from that, the kids that will get the education that they're hungry for, that we take for granted here. I mean, we talk about should we start our school in August or after Labor Day, where you are.
They don't care. They just want to start school.
They just want to start.
They just want to go to school,
Yeah.
The school as it stands now, I mean, it's being used, but it's very dark inside.
What's a thatch hut?
Yeah, basically a thatch hut, yeah. So there's no windows. The animals can get in at night. The rain can get in. There's just a few boards that are put up for desks. There's no real supplies, no writing supplies. We sent over some books with Godi when he went, so they do have some books to learn English phonetically. That's one of the reasons why he has such a good grasp on it already after only being here for 3 months. But,
When you're young, especially I think at kindergarten age, you can learn two languages and not have an accent.
Right. Yeah.
After your brain gets hardwired, you end up with an accent trying to learn another language. Well, Sam Lopez, you're on the board of directors, and Mustafa Godi, this is your dream to build this school in Ethiopia that where you come from. And I wanted just to have another word with Muhammad Haji here, because you've been here for 3 months. You went to Axtell Park. Do you have some friends here now in Sioux Falls?
I don't have it.
Oh, okay. But now, Axtell Park, now, what does that, you know, you coming from Ethiopia, Axtell Park looks like a pretty good school, doesn't it? Well, pretty soon you're going to be learning from all of your kids your age, all of the things that we have here in Sioux Falls, and you'll be able to have that education that the people in Ethiopia work so hard to try and get for their children. Sam, I think, when do you guys have a regular meeting time or any time that you organize together as a group?
We have a meeting every month, and the third Tuesday every
third
month.
Second Tuesday, and where do you meet?
Third Tuesday, we meet at the Baraka House.
Okay.
It's over on West Avenue.
Well, I know that if anybody wants more information, they can call 211, the helpline, or Volunteers of America.
Yeah.
Or the Baraka House, and you get more information and want to. Our time is up. I want to thank you very much for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.
Thank you.